Justice Ginsburg has the opinion of the court in case 17-432, China Agritech versus Resch.
This suit is the third class action brought on behalf of purchases of petitioner China Agritech's common stock, alleging violations of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. The Exchange Act has a 2-year statute of limitations. The first and second class actions were filed within that 2-year period. Class certification was denied in each case. In this third suit, filed 1.5 years after the statute of limitations expired, the district court dismissed the class claims as untimely. But the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit reversed, relying on this court's decisions in American Pipe Construction Co. against Utah and Crown Cork and Seal Co. v. Parker. This court established in those cases that the timely filing of a class action tolls the applicable statute of limitations for the individual claims of all persons encompassed by the class complaint. Where class action status is denied, those cases instruct that members of the failed class can timely intervene or bring an independent individual suit. The question presented in this case is whether American Pipe tolling extends to the filing of a successive, otherwise time-barred class action. Our answer is no. American Pipe tolls the statute of limitations during the pendency of a putative class action, allowing unnamed class members to join the action individually or file individual claims if the class fails. But American Pipe does not permit the maintenance of a follow-on class action past expiration of the statute of limitations. The American Pipe tolling rule followed from the efficiency concerns of Rule 23. Without tolling, potential class members would be impelled to file protective motions to intervene or join as insurance that their individual claims would remain live in the event that the class proceedings were found unsuitable. With class suits, on the other hand, efficiency favors early assertion of competing class representative claims. If class treatment is appropriate and all would-be representatives have come forward, the district court can select the best plaintiff with knowledge of the full array of potential class representatives and class counsel. And if the class mechanism is not a viable option for the claims, the decision denying certification will be made at the outset of the case, litigated once for all would-be class representatives. Rule 23 evinces a preference for preclusion of untimely successive class actions by instructing that class certification should be resolved early on. The Private Securities Litigation Reform Act, which governs this litigation, evinces a similar preference, this time embodied in legislation, for settling class representation soon after the outset of the litigation. Respondents' proposed reading would allow the statute of limitations to be extended time and again. As each class is denied certification, a new named plaintiff could file a class complaint that resuscitates the litigation. Although respondents' claims happen to be governed by the Exchange Act 5-year statute of repose, statutes of repose are not ubiquitous. Most statutory schemes provide for a single limitation period without any outer limit to safeguard against serial relitigation. Endless tolling of a statute of limitations is not a result envisioned by American Pipe. Respondents urge that American Pipe's logic, in fact, supports their position because declining to toll the limitation period for successive class actions will lead to a multiplicity of protective class action filings. But there is little reason to think protective class filings will substantially increase. Several courts of appeals have already declined to read American Pipe to permit successive class actions filed outside the limitation period. Respondents and their amici make no showing that these circuits have experienced a disproportionate number of duplicative protective class action filings. In any event, a multiplicity of class action filings is not necessarily undesirable. Multiple early filings may aid a district court in determining early on whether class treatment is warranted, and if so, which of the contenders would be the best representative. And sooner rather than later filings are just what Rule 23 encourages. The federal rules provide a range of mechanisms to aid courts in managing complex litigation. What the rules do not offer is a reason to permit plaintiffs to exhume failed class actions by filing new, untimely class claims. Because the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled otherwise, we reverse that court's judgment. Justice Sotomayor has filed an opinion concurring in the judgment. All other justices join the opinion as well as the judgment.